Hello, Mr. Khan?
Yes?
This is Chris Wink. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Chris?
Good, good. I'm on the phone with Ustad Shahid Parvez Khan, who is one of the most famous sitar virtuoso players in the world. And I thank you so much for taking a few moments to speak with me, Mr. Khan.
Yeah.
When did you first start learning to play the sitar?
My grandfather initiated me into music when I was three. He started with vocal music, and then I learned with my father, and I started playing sitar when I was four.
Is that pretty traditional for folks to start learning the instrument at such a young age?
Yes, it is.
I understand that folks do start with sort of vocal music and maybe tabla prior to playing the sitar. Is that what you did as well?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because why you learn vocal music? Just to recognize the notes. You should be able to tune the instrument. You should know the notes. And the tabla, you should have some knowledge of rhythm. This is all in music, notes and rhythm. It's very necessary. So that's why in all the tradition, no matter what instrument you learn, you have to start with vocal music. And if possible, some tabla.
The sitar seems like an extremely complicated instrument to play. Is that maybe stating the obvious? It is.
The way you play it, it becomes complicated. Otherwise, if you play the certain style, that you won't find it that complicated. It's a very simple instrument. That's why so many people actually attracted to this instrument, that they think that like violin and other Indian instruments like sarod, they don't have frets. They think that it is a very easy instrument, but I tell you, it's a deceptive instrument. It's easy at the initial stage, then it becomes harder and harder.
It becomes harder and harder?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you start working on more complicated pieces?
Because, you know, the first string, when you play, you can play only on frets also, and then you can stay on one fret and produce different notes. That is difficult part.
I'm already lost. I probably shouldn't have asked that question. That's great. So then how does one go from being that 3 and 4 year old child to being someone who's considered one of the most accomplished performers and composers for sitar in the world? That's a lot of work, I bet.
It's a lot of work. When actually I started, you have to play all frets. You don't have to be pulling strings and all, but you have to set your finger and hand to move on the instrument freely. Those are the exercises you have to play first for a very long time, like 1 or 2 years, and then you start doing other things.
For those folks who are considering, you're going to be playing at the Cohoes Music Hall on Sunday, October 6th at 4 p.m. Ustad Shahid Parvez Khan is playing at the Cohoes Music Hall. What would folks expect to see when they come to see you play?
The thing is that the first thing in our music, it's not pre-decided what we are going to play, but according to the time of the day, we have different ragas associated with the time of the day, afternoon, evening, or season. Accordingly, we'll choose the rag, but not now. I have not yet decided what I'm going to play.
Do you decide right there on the spot, or just a little bit ahead of when you actually go on stage?
Sometime at the spot, sometime little ahead of the time. Yeah, it happens like that. And sometimes we plan it and then we change it also.
I do understand that Indo-classical music is Hindustani classical music is very much based on some improvisational, right? So you have the raga that's the basic core of your piece, and then you kind of go off of that, right?
Yes.
But that means you, in order to be able to pick something so close to when you're going on stage, you have to know a lot of music, don't you?
Yes. If your knowledge is limited, then you have to pre-decide it, because you have very limited things. So you have to choose in advance that what you are going to play. You have to plan, you have to practice. We don't have to do that because we have already practiced everything. Because this music is inspiring music. You get inspired by the time, by the place, by the environment, and then accordingly you choose the rag.
I'm on the phone with Ustad Shahid Parvez Khan, who's playing at the Cohoes Music Hall October 6th at 4 o'clock. You can find more information at thecohoesmusichall.com. And where can folks find out more information about you and hear some of your recordings and maybe see some videos of you? You have a website, right?
Yes, shahidparvezkhan.com.
Could you sort of maybe describe sort of where you are when you sit down on stage with that sitar? What goes through your head as you're about to start playing?
Only music. Yeah, what else it can be when I'm playing music? Should be only music. As soon as I get my instrument in hand, start playing, I get connected to the music and only music is there in my mind.
It seems like it's kind of like our Western jazz, this improvisational work that you do.
Yes. It's sometimes similar to that, yes.
So there are conventions towards sort of how your improvisations go are somewhat structured then, right?
Yeah.
You know, we in the West have probably become most familiar with it through the music of the Beatles, right?
Yes.
And how would you say, you know, what you do is different than what we ended up hearing as parts of pop songs? How would you describe that? How would you describe that difference, I guess, is probably the way I'd want to say it.
The first thing is that the whole music is spontaneous, but it is, we have certain rules and regulations, just like raga. We have the notes we have to follow. We cannot go out of that. But we have tremendous scope of improvisation in every aspect, like whatever we play, the composition, or when we are playing with rhythm, with tabla. There are different composition. Compositions are fixed, but we have all the spots for improvisation. And if we play one rag one time, and if we play the same rag other time, it will not be the same.
Fascinating. On Sunday, October 6th at the Cahoz Music Hall, Ustad Shahid Parvaz Khan, are you playing with just yourself, or will you have a tabla player with you?
I'll have a tabla player with me. No, there are so many other tabla players also, but the one I'm playing with, his name is Amit Kavatekar, and he's from India. Now he's in Boston. He played with me a couple of times, and he's a very good tabla player.
Ustad Shahid Parvaz Khan, thank you so much for speaking with me on the phone today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Great. All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.